With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The New York governor says there's no sign of terrorism after a car crashes into a checkpoint at a U.S.-Canada border crossing in Niagara Falls and exploded. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Wednesday crash at the Rainbow Bridge crossing killed the two people in the car and injured the Border Patrol member. Governor Kathy Hochul says it's unclear if it was intentional. However,
there is no sign of terrorist activity with respect to this crash.
And
we've identified that this is a local individual, a Western New Yorker.
She says the car came from the U.S. side. Witness Ricky Wilson could not believe what he saw.
I saw the four wheels. It was flying through the air.
The FBI is investigating, and the White House says President Biden is closely following developments. Julie Walker, New York.
A snag has developed in negotiations over the release of some 50 hostages kidnapped by Hamas in their terrorist attack on Israel October 7th. The swap is to take place as part of a four-day truce that had been expected to begin on Thursday but was delayed to Friday, according to an aide, the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Rob Anders, who's a co-leader for the Hostages and Missing Families Forum, says the families of the hostages struggle all the time.
Every moment that people don't know where their loved ones, with absolutely no update from the terrorists in terms of their, you know, signs of life, as they refer to it, you know, there's a huge amount of worry and fear and concern.
According to the agreement, 50 of the approximately 248 kidnapped hostages are to be exchanged for Palestinian prisoners in Israel. All exchanges involve women and children. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 184 points. The Nasdaq rose 65. This is SRN News. Support for abortion in this country is soaring.
According to a new Wall Street Journal NORC poll, 55% of respondents say a woman should be able to get an abortion for any reason, no questions asked. That's one of the highest levels since analysts started asking the question back in the 1970s. Democrats are the most pro-abortion. 77% support the procedure for any reason. The survey also reveals that 86% of Americans want access to abortion in cases of rape or incest. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Two teenage girls living as boys sued the University of Missouri over its decision to stop providing sex change operations for minors. The federal lawsuit alleges the university hospital is discriminating against the teens based on their diagnoses of gender dysphoria. The medical center stopped providing the operations because of a new state law barring anyone under the age of 18 from undergoing irreversible surgery. This is SRN News. An update on Wall Street as positive news continues heading into the Thanksgiving holiday. We hear more on this story from correspondent Seth Sutel reporting from New York City.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, keeping the market on track for a fourth straight weekly gain. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Wednesday. The Dow added 184 points. That's about 0.5%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.5%. Nvidia lost 2.5% even after reporting blowout profits. The stock has more than tripled this year amid rapid growth in demand for the company's chips, which are used in artificial intelligence applications. Deere & Company, which makes tractors and other farm equipment, fell 3.1% after giving Wall Street a discouraging forecast. Crude oil prices closed lower after OPEC postponed a meeting to discuss production cuts to next week. Seth Sutel, New York.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.